This is Holy Land Moments. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares a series on Ruth, the inspirational symbol of loyalty and devotion to God and His people.
Today we begin a series on Ruth. The story is familiar to us all. Elimelech, his wife Naomi, and their sons who lived in Bethlehem moved to the country of Moab when famine came to the land of Israel. But Elimelech died shortly after they arrived. A few years later, his sons also died, leaving their Moabite wives, Orpah and Ruth, widows along with Naomi. Realizing she had no future in Moab, Naomi planned to return to her homeland, Israel. Naomi thanked her daughters-in-law for their faithfulness and urged them to return home to their families. Orpah did, but Ruth stuck with her and insisted on going to Israel with Naomi and indeed becoming an Israelite herself. Ruth's solemn vow of loyalty to her mother-in-law, as well as to Naomi's God and homeland, provides us with one of the Bible's most beautiful texts. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Ruth's devotion is a turning point in biblical history. God grafted a foreign woman, a Moabite, into the line of Abraham, and she eventually became the great-grandmother of King David, from whose descendants the Messiah will come. Yes, God moves in unexpected ways.
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.